I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to your own program, Muslim Lady from IRBI English Radio.
Exactly.
I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me, my wife,
Razia Batul Najafi.
Inshallah, I hope you were also enjoying, as definitely we were enjoying. We were discussing about the values, human values between male and female. We have discussed that in Allah's creation, in Allah's achieving Allah's the final purpose, there is no difference between male and female. In Surah Al-Muddathir, ayat number 38, Allah says, "Kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina."
Okay.
Kullu nafsin.
Oh.
No matter who you are, female or male.
So in Quran, wherever you see nafs means both of us.
So whoever earns something, you know, kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. He is the rahina means something like mortgage. You are the mortgage of whatever you achieve.
Responsible. That like that goes in your account.
Yeah, you're accountable, Rahina. So no matter you are female or male, woman or man, you can earn and you can spend and you can spend it on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve the good quality, the higher status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So unfortunately, nowadays, non-Muslims, even some secular Muslims, they, you know, question a lot about the Islam and Quran. They say that Quran does not give respect to, you know, women. Quran discriminates, Islam discriminates between men and women. This is unfortunately because in some countries there are, you know, some conditions that they do not allow female or women to, you know, freely do their business and go and take part in the society. They have restrictions.
Okay.
Because of these restrictions, they blame the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and Islam.
Yeah. So we can say that Quran itself is totally different from our actions. We as a Muslims, maybe we are not representing the beauties and the teaching of Quran. Yes, because we have our own mindset. Like because of our low and narrow, very limited mindset, we are giving so many restrictions. Sometimes not only to women, to even to child. You know, we are doing so much operations to child because of our way of thinking, this lifestyle which we have, not because of Islam.
Exactly. Which is rooted in our societies, you know, our traditions. It does not have to do anything with the Islamic values, Islamic teachings and Quranic teachings. Unfortunately, we impose these qualities and say this, you know, Quran says or our Islam says, which is totally wrong. For example, in Saudi Arabia, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they have some very, very limits for, you know, female women. And the West sees the Saudi Arabia, the main Islamic country, you know. Unfortunately, that's why they always blame Islam and Muslim because they do discrimination to women, which is totally wrong. They can see in the Islamic Republic of Iran, they have freedom for both men and women. Women also can take part. We can see in, you know, TV news and different channels, they can take part in different aspects of our society, you know, in...
I think they are ahead than men sometimes. I can see Islam here in Iran, and the freedom and the facilities and like you
the
can...
The respect.
Exactly. You can enjoy your life as a practicing Muslim lady. Yeah. That is true. And me as a foreigner, because I'm living here, I can observe that, you know, so many our students, when they come from abroad, for example, from England, from Canada, they as a practicing Muslim, we are talking, practicing is there. Because you practice Islam, so you feel so much freedom here. They feel we are not that much free in our countries, in our Western
societies,
countries.
Yeah. Definitely.
Compared to here. Here you feel that wherever you go, whatever you want to achieve in sciences, in sports,
in politician,
you know, in politician,
you know, yeah,
yeah, you can see totally, you know, that equal status
rights
and facilities and rights, yes. Mujtahid, expert one, like who
Mujtahida
truly knows.
Definitely, there are a lot of female women, they are Mujtahida already. They have reached the higher status of Ijtihad, where they can do their own.
They're expert.
They are not doing
taqlid
of any Mujtahid.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
When it comes to chapter 33, Ahzab, and ayah number 35, today I really want to end up this ayah, which is very, very interesting ayah, which gives 10 attributes for Muslim men and Muslim women. So what it says that when it comes to control your stomach, yeah, control your tongue, you know, controlling power, having that true power, both are in the same level, yeah. And then wal hafizin, and about when it comes about chastity, they are the same, level,
they have same ability.
Exactly.
Maybe because of the practice, some are in high status, some are in low status, but they have no
ability.
Any
yeah, ability and the freedom from
freedom,
Allah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And wa dhakirin Allah. Kathiran wa dhakirat. When it comes to remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and some commentators, they say this quality is the most important quality. Therefore, you know, like it starts from Muslimin, yeah, it ends with dhakirin, like the one who is always in the state of remembrance
Allah,
of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So there's one hadith, it says that whenever I get up for salatul layl, for night prayers, yeah, as a wife, if I'm awaking you, then Allah will consider me as a zakiratillahi kasira. Like I'm one of those women who is remembering Allah frequently, always, and which is the highest status. So what Islam is saying? Islam is saying like when me as a wife or you as a husband, yeah, if you are awakening me or I'm awakening you, and we both are as a family members praying together, remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that house would be, you know, full of fragrance, of aroma, of dhikrullah. Allah loves those
such
those people.
A beautiful Allah. Point. Because if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely in, you know, then you can leave all the bad qualities. You know, whenever you want to commit a sin, if you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent you from doing and committing the sin. And you will achieve the higher status to reach the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dhikr ilahi, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a very, very good value and quality, which male and female both are same to achieve this quality. And there's no any restriction, no any condition. In any situation, they both can receive and achieve this quality?
I'm just thinking, whenever we talk about this topic, why so many questions occurs in our mind after having a powerful role model like Lady Khadijat al-Kubra, salamullahi alayha. Like, you will be amazed the way she used to give comfort to the, we say, Rasulullah as a source and the reason of creation of whole universe. Allah says, I have created this universe because of Rasulullah. The main reason of creation of earth and heavens, you know, all these galaxies is our Prophet, final Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we know the value of our final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after knowing him, when we see that Lady Khadija is just giving so many advices to him, and he's taking them, you know, like taking from them, I feel very special. Like I remember when Rasulullah, when our Prophet, he lost his son Ibrahim. He was in his 18 month.
One and a half year.
Very cute and very, you know, adorable child. And all of the sudden, he's losing him. So when he lost him, what he said, he pointed out to one of the mountain of Mecca, and he said, Ya Jabal, law anna ma bi bika lahadak. Oh mountain, you don't know, you know, from what kind of situation I'm going. If you would know how much I'm suffering, if you would suffer, you would be totally destroyed.
Wow.
So the moment Lady Khadija,
that much grief, Holy exactly, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
by losing his son, yeah. And especially in the society of Mecca,
yeah.
Because for them, son, you know, having son was the biggest blessing.
Very, very important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's losing his son, and he's in intense grief. By observing his grief, look at the solution which Lady Khadija al-Kubra, she's giving. She's saying, it would be so nice if we adopt Zayd bin Harith, who's very, very famous in his wisdom, in his in manners, in akhlaq, in everything. So let him adopt, because he's a slave. So we can buy him and free him. And by freeing him, we can adopt him. Like,
as
adopt
a
means,
son,
as a son. So he would be next to you, and you will not miss out Ibrahim. So look at the solution. And Rasulullah, our Prophet, he literally listened to his wife advice, and he bought him, he freed him, and then, you know, people used to call him Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, he didn't adopt the adoption which we have nowadays. It's not like that, but still, to have someone in your life. So we have so many beautiful examples and evidence in our very authentic history that the way our Prophet would give respect, honor, and
to
so
women,
much value to his wives, to his daughter, to his even sister.
Even
like, sister means Halima
Saadiyah.
Exactly, female companions. So everything just truly amazed us by, you know, observing his character. We reach to that level that, wow, this is a true Islam and giving value to mankind.
So we should be proud, especially you women should be proud that Islam has given such a respect, such an equality. So we are unfortunately running out of time. Thank you for being with us.
I think I'm enjoying the most.
I hope our listeners also enjoying. You are listening to Muslim Lady program from IRIB English Radio. Until next program, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah,
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
La ilaha illallah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.